today's news.
Hello and welcome to Old News, the programme where we look at the news of today through the papers of yesterday and realise that what appears new very rarely is. The Port Erin Marine Biological Station, sadly now gone, a pile of rubble. Site's been derelict for a long time, but I dare say a lot of you, like me, grew up with the station, both as a permanent fixture at the far end of Port Erin Promenade and also an attraction in its own right, as well as doing valuable marine research. But you know how far back it goes. It has been in the news for quite some time, and when I say that, I mean over 100 years. 120 years, to be exact. The Port Erin Marine Biological Station in the Isle of Man Thames, Tuesday, April the 7th, 1896. The Liverpool Marine Biological Station at Port Erin is now quite full, we read. The naturalists who have gone there to work for the Easter vacation are Professor Gilson of Louvain, Mr. Arnold Watson from Sheffield, Mr. E.T. Brown from University College London, Professor Weiss, Mr. Gamble, Mr. Burt, Mr. Meller, all from Owens College in Manchester, Mr. Kermode of Ramsey, Mr. Club of the Liverpool Museum, and Mr. C.E. Jones and Professor Herdman from University College Liverpool. Several students from University College Liverpool are expected later. The tides, we read, have been exceptionally low, the weather is good, and the committee have arranged several dredging expeditions, one of which will be to the deep water between the Isle of Man and Ireland. The same year, 1896, the Isle of Man Times, Saturday, June the 20th. Interesting experiments at Port Erin. This report has just been issued by Professor Herdman and his assistant, Mr. Andrew Scott, on the investigations carried out in 1895 in connection with the Lancashire Fisheries Laboratory at University College Liverpool, which has special interest here insofar as it relates to the experiments carried out by the professor at the Marine Biological Station at Port Erin, and no other experiments also having direct reference to the fostering of sea fishing around our coasts. In the introductory chapter, the report says the work that can be done in the application of zoological science to the local fishing industries seems spreading and increasing in amount each year, and the work of the past year has opened up much fresh ground and has been carried on not only in Liverpool and at sea, but also at Port Erin and to a slighter extent in the neighbourhood of Peel Island near Barrow, and so is extended over various parts of the northern district of the Irish Sea. And the Marine Biological Station at Port Erin, the report goes on to say, affords facilities for practical work on the shore and for observations and experiments on the reproduction and rearing of young marine animals in tanks. Such observations will prepare the way for the proposed sea fish hatchery, for which Port Erin seems preeminently fitted. We skip forward to August the 15th, 1930. In the Courier, I think this was, the Port Erin Marine Biological Station, need for more laboratory accommodation. The increasing importance and usefulness of the Marine Biological Station at Port Erin is discussed by Professor James Johnston, Professor of Oceanography at Liverpool University and Honorary Director of the station, in his report to the Manx Fisheries Board, of which he is a member. The condition of the station and the nature of the work that is being carried out on there are both satisfactory, he states, and he goes on to say, much has been done by the University of Liverpool to increase the efficiency of the laboratories. A good heating plant's been installed. The library has been greatly improved and a thorough overhaul has been given to the buildings. The number of students and other research workers who reside at Port Erin has greatly increased recently, so much so that more laboratory accommodation is now required. We are particularly anxious to provide this, since the demand for workplaces during the Easter vacation has been a perfectly natural and enforced one, and the station has now become a very suitable and popular laboratory for training of students in marine biology. In 1953, another 23 years forward, the Isle of Man Times, January, March the 21st of that year. Students visit Marine Biological Station. The first party of students to visit Port Erin Marine Biological Station this year for the customary Easter vacation courses arrived last night from Bedford College in London. There were 18 and they will stay around 10 days. Today a similar party from Manchester University is expected. Altogether, there will be 10 parties of varying sizes from universities and university colleges and 5 from senior schools visiting Port Erin for these Easter courses. One party from Liverpool University is expected to number 36 to 40, and another from Birmingham University, 35. These visits afford the students the opportunity of seeing animals and creatures in their living state, and this aspect of their work cannot be so conveniently done in their own laboratories. They will also be enabled to go on dredging expeditions and to see the shores and collecting grounds. Later in the year, there will be more visits. In 1953, the Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, November the 13th, the director of the Marine Biological Station announces that it is expected the station will be undergoing extensive rebuilding throughout the coming summer and will be impossible to keep the aquarium and hatchery open to the public until the rebuilding is completed. Since the aquarium is on the schedule, at any rate in wet weather, of many of the coaches on their trips around the island, he draws attention to those concerned that the aquarium will be off the map next year. Off the map being the heading of the article. And if you haven't already got a sense of how important and popular the Marine Biological Station was in its heyday, seems quite a loss, doesn't it? If we look to the Isle of Man Times, Friday, August the 19th, 1960, visitors throng the aquarium in Port Erin. Marine Biological Station is very popular. And it was very popular. Over 37,000 visitors visited the Marine Biological Station in Port Erin last summer, and it is crowded again every day this year. Many of the Douglas coaches drive out to the end of the harbour to deliver their passengers to the station, and these people have a fine view of Port Erin and the beach, the article says. Our reporter went into the aquarium with one party and found their comments very interesting. Coming from the bright sunshine, the room seemed dark and cool. It was some time before people's eyes got adjusted to the light. A party of small boys was intrigued by the rock pool fishes, particularly the beautiful black and white sea scorpions and the tiny octopus. The greater pipefish, with its long, rather rigid body, was a totally unknown creature to the lads. Their elders were more interested in the larger tanks, the more knowledgeable men pointing out to their wives the differences between sole, plaice, dab and turbot, with only a very few surreptitious glances at the explanatory chart provided, i.e. showing off as usual. The women disliked the wicked-looking conger, but were enchanted by the shapes and colouring of the dahlia anemones and sea urchins. And the diagram or model of the Irish Channel, constructed from Admiralty charts, puzzled most people. The mind finds it hard to adjust, it says, to a seabed that goes down like hills go up, and only two people, one obviously a naval man, seemed to make anything of it. And we'll finish with a short piece from the Ramsey Courier, Friday, December the 12th, 1958. In case you were wanting to work there. People did, of course. Marine Biological Station, Port Erin, two junior technicians, male or female. The pay seemed fairly reasonable for the time, I think. It ranged from £3.10 at age 16 to £7.05 at age 23. I assume that is per week. Qualifications? GCE O-level, preferably including a science subject, and willingness to learn. You could apply in writing to the director of the Marine Biological Station, giving age, schools, GCE attainment, and posts held, if any. And also a sign of the times, which I don't think you get away with, in the same wanted situations. Wanted, girl over 20 for domestic work. Live in. Apply Ramsey Bay. Don't think you get away with that now. As usual, the Port Erin Marine Biological Station, very popular in its time, both with academics and with visitors. Seems a shame now, it's just a pile of rubble, doesn't it? But as they say, it's all old news. Cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.